Hey guys, welcome back to the newest episode of Make It a Combo, the podcast where three friends review new movies every week. With me, Junior, Jesse,
woot woot,
and Andy.
Aw, hey guys. Another week, another dollar made making a combo, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I made a dollar.
You made a dollar this week?
Yeah. Not from our podcast.
Not from this.
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not. It cost me money. It cost me money.
Do you break it down by a weekly cost of how much this podcast costs you?
And how much, like, all my effort is to editing and stuff?
No.
We're
not adding your labor, because you'd be like, I'm very expensive.
I am. At least $50 an hour.
Oh, I was going more. Okay.
$200? Oh, you saying I'm worth $200? Damn, I got to put myself out there.
She thought you were going to overprice yourself.
Your editing skills, I've never seen it matched, you know?
I mean, in here, yeah, in this group, absolutely.
I personally know a sound editor that works on major documentaries. I may have heard somebody that's worth $200 an hour before.
Who?
Her name is Sierra. She works on, like, major documentaries.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Junior. I was like, fuck no, he's not.
No, like, there's a new Jim Henson one coming out.
Oh.
And she was the sound editor for it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, she ain't here. So, what movie did you watch this week?
Maybe we should employ her, though, because I was listening to last week's episode, and...
Are you talking about our episode? Or are you talking about your guys' episode that got no editing?
Yeah, that's probably also it. I did edit it. Oh,
you didn't edit it.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. I had to go in there and change a bunch of things.
What
That's
things?
After Junior edited.
No, I only took out one thing.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, because I was late on.
You didn't get rid of the, like, background sound? Like, it was still pretty high.
I did not do that. You're right.
I was like, what the fuck? And then there was no cut in the middle. I was like, all right, cool.
Oh,
I had to figure out where the commercial's going to go.
Oh.
That I got is my plenty fault. Of time.
Why didn't you should have just told me, fuck no, do it again? I would have. That's right. Oh, man.
Oh, well.
I was just like, hurry up, get this to Jesse.
Yeah.
You mm-hmm. know.
I wasn't expecting you to get it to me, so I was like, whatever.
Let's
talk about that later. What movie do we watch?
It's hard having
this podcast,
trying to be
bros.
Entrepreneurs and then having two okay. other bosses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Breathing down your neck.
Sure. Can you please, sir, educate mm-hmm. us on the movie's title?
So we watched The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
I mean, right there, I was like, I'm in.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Was
anything
watching.
With the word gentleman in it for some reason ticks my
gets
box.
You going.
Yeah, ticks my box.
Okay. Usually
which is funny does. Because that is two times that I know of
mm-hmm.
that Guy Ritchie has used gentleman in the movie title.
Hmm.
What's the other one?
The Gentleman.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was everyone excited to watch this movie?
Yes.
I was.
Okay.
Because when I saw the trailer and I saw Henry Cavill just going wild in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like when he stuck his, when he walked into that room and stuck his tongue out. Ah.
Oh, yeah.
I was
exactly
like, burst into
about.
My room like that, bro. Like, and I'm here for it.
I wasn't excited. I think I've just seen this preview too many times.
Okay.
I need to stop watching the previews. I need to get there late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
we walk in like 20 minutes after. The start
really?
Time.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. We get through. We so catch. We'll usually see one or two.
Like, yeah, one and a half.
Mm-hmm. It's really against my DNA to do that, though.
I know,
but it's gotten, it got old.
But
if I watched one more Bob Marley preview, I was like, I'm going to push.
Bob Marley is out on the platforms if you want to watch it.
We did not watch it, though.
No, in case you want to watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I wasn't super excited. Although this movie did a really good job, so I'm very happy. I had to do that breathing thing at the beginning where it's like, okay, Jesse, don't get upset about stupid things in this movie. It's just a fun movie.
It's a fun movie.
Yes, I love that you have to tell yourself.
You have opinions.
I have to psych myself up. Otherwise, if I go in there with a shitty attitude, it's going to really
isn't
mess
it like
things
with,
up.
Like, don't you look at it like, oh, gratuitous, gorgeous men who are probably going to take their shirts off.
Gorgeous men I mean, in this. You have to admit. All of those men were gorgeous.
Everyone on that team, I was ready.
They're very good looking.
On that team, I was like, even the small guy, I was like, where have I seen you before,
right?
Sir?
Hello.
Hey, stranger.
Hello. And then this kind of like based on history, I was like, what?
Yes. Yeah.
But all those pictures did not reflect the actor.
No, they did not. What was the big guy? Lassen?
Lassen.
Lassen? Oh yeah, gosh. He did not match up to his little picture, but the movie one I prefer.
Yeah.
That's Reacher.
Yeah, Reacher.
Alan Ritchson.
The dude looked a lot bigger here than on Reacher.
I've never watched Reacher.
It's good, bro.
It's good.
It's, I don't know if you saw the movie with Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. Well, like, everybody hated it because that's not what he was supposed to look like.
Yeah.
He's supposed to look like Alan Ritchson.
Oh, okay.
He is supposed to be that big, that dominating. It's actually a pretty good show, man. It's got good story and obviously violence.
I do have one suggestion for him, though.
Mm-hmm.
Put on some sunscreen. Your skin is getting to the color that white men shouldn't be in the sun that long.
But I think that's just this character. He doesn't look like that in real life.
Maybe they put on some makeup or something. Because I was like, I've seen that color before.
Yeah, I think that was supposed to be his character here.
Mm-hmm. Like darker and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, cancer's coming around the corner if you don't get out of the sun.
He's like, what you talking about? This is fake tan.
For the role. He's like, I'm going to do this for the role.
All right, tell us who's in it.
So the writers were Paul Tamasay, Eric Johnson, and Arash Amel.
Okay.
And then the director was Guy Ritchie.
Well, right.
Which, mm-hmm. It's really hard for him to fuck up.
He does a pretty good job.
He does really good shit. All right, so let's talk about the cast. Henry Cavill is Gus March Phillips. We have Alan Ritchson as Anders Lassen. Alex Pettyfer as Jeffrey, right? I always fuck up when they spell it the G-E-O.
Joffrey.
Is it Joffrey? Is it
sometimes.
Jeffrey?
But I think his Joffrey is Jeffrey. Jeffrey,
but it was Appleyard. Mm-hmm. I think they called him Apple
at
the time. We have Elisa Gonzalez, who played Marjorie Stewart. Babs Olusanmokun, who played Haran. Carrie Ells as the Brigadier Gubbins. Hero Finds Tiffin played Henry Hayes, the little one. Then Harry Golding played Freddy. Rory Kinnear played Churchill. Freddie Fox played Ian Fleming, which is kind of important.
Okay, yeah. Is that the prince?
What? No, he was with the soldier under Carrie Ells.
He's really a nobody in this movie.
He's a nobody in this movie, but Ian Fleming.
Junior just wants to talk about him.
Because this movie is based on Ian Fleming's books.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, Ian Fleming's the author of...
I read that and it didn't even sink in at
James
all.
James Bond, bro. It says Ian Fleming's 007.
I'm not a James Bond sort of guy. It's just not for me.
You don't like sexy men in suits?
I don't... It's just not for me. It's a little just too old for me.
Yeah.
I know there's newer ones, but they're just like... I've just never gotten into it.
Today's my turn, guys.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I've been right now, as you guys are talking, rerunning the entire movie in my head, so I'm ready to go.
She's done.
Just kidding. I won't remember shit. Good luck, motherfuckers.
This isn't a hard movie.
The movie started like this.
Okay.
Okay.
You'll start like that after the commercial.
After the commercial. From us. A word from our sponsors.
A word from
ourselves.
Our sponsors, which is us, about us.
Because
us.
We love us. Three narcissists in a room. That's how the joke started.
See you in a bit.
Bye.
Hey guys, it's Junior from Make It a Combo. You've been listening to one of our hilarious episodes. If you love what you hear, please check out Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk, the podcast. Both are sure to keep you entertained. All right, guys, welcome back. Andy, you sure you can do this?
I'm going to take the reins today,
okay.
You guys. Also, I want to set a little disclaimer out for our listeners that this is a holiday weekend, okay? And I love holidays, so I'm not just not going to participate. So I have participated in this weekend all weekend.
Go back 3 weeks from when this is released and you'll figure out the holiday.
Either way, I watched this movie on that weekend day. And it was really good. I really liked it. So I'm going to do my best to remember how this movie went. You ready?
I thought she was already messing up the order.
No, like, oh, no.
I'm going to give this an A plus.
I'm going to do my best to give it its honor, okay?
Okay.
So the movie opens up and there's some fishermen on this really cool fucking, like they say it's a fishing boat, but this is a cool ass sailboat.
Yeah.
Like, a really cool sailboat. I always want to be inside of, like, go down inside of one of those.
When that guy had to turn around to walk down the stairs, that really just gives me anxiety because I feel like automatically I would have went the other way and fallen down those stairs.
I went back, boats. Turned around and went backwards.
Yeah, like he went, turned backwards and I'm like,
scooched down on your butt.
Yeah.
They open up and, you know, some people are like, hey, what the fuck are you doing in our waters? It seemed like they were some British people.
They were Nazis.
They were Nazis. Okay, that's right. They were Germans.
They looked kind of British, like in their uniform. I guess I'm just used to Nazis, like black.
But now I do
swastikas.
Remember they had the German accent.
Yeah.
And it's on their hats. That weird eagle thing.
Yeah. So they board the boat and they're like, what you doing in these waters? And, you know, the big guy, Lassen, he's like, oh, we're just some Swedish fishermen. You know, we're from Sweden. And he's got a great accent. And then he goes to talk to the, you know, Henry Cavill. What's his?
Gus. Captain March, whatever.
And he's like, oh, man, you caught us. Like, right away, he just gives himself up. Fuck it. They all, and he's like, you're in big trouble now. They start joking back and forth. Right away, I was like, I'm in love. The audience is laughing right away. And, of course, murder ensues, right? They just take all of these dudes down pretty fucking quickly. A dude goes down into the, like, little cellar, like you just said, like, shit, he's gonna fall. They're all looking, boat looks clear. You know, we knew, right? Somebody was hiding in there. I had a feeling that there was more people than that, but there wasn't. But
yeah,
gunfight, killing people, everybody's dead on the boat.
Knife fight.
Pretty quick.
They made it look like you gotta mention this. They made it look like a little gay getaway between Cavill and Alan. And I was like, oh my God, I love this.
The little cute lunch that they were having.
The little cute lunch.
Oh, I didn't even.
You didn't notice the lunch?
I did notice the lunch. I didn't think of it as a gay getaway. I just thought, like,
because the way that they're like
Swedish
laughing
fishermen.
With each other. They're like, oh, they caught us in our little rendezvous.
Oh, see, I just thought they were Swedish and Swedish act like that.
The Swedes.
So funny.
No, it's a little gay getaway. The movie I wanted to be in.
The lunch did look really nice, and I was mad that he fucked it up for no fucking reason.
You can't rinse off blood from that.
You can't. And gasoline. He poured gasoline all over that food.
Yeah. He was a dick.
Yeah. But
that's why he got his throat cut.
Yeah. I loved that part.
They kill him, and then they see all of a sudden one of the other guys come up on the boat. Name?
Hayes.
And he's like, yeah, I did my job over there. And they're like, yeah, how long? Because they can see that they're starting to shoot cannons at him. And they're like, I mean, like, how soon? Because they're going to they're going to find their range here pretty soon. And the dude's like, just wait a second. So if I listened to this correctly, he said he hooked it up to the bathroom. So the first time that somebody opened up the bathroom door, right? That's when the bomb was going to go off. He said he hooked it up to the lavatory.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. The bomb guy. Yeah, Freddy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's Freddy.
I don't remember him talking about getting on boat.
Yeah, that's when he hooked it up to the German ship.
He swam to the boat.
Yeah.
And he did hook it up to something, but I don't remember what he said.
I'm pretty sure he said the lavatory, that when they opened the door, it would go off. Anyways, he was like, any second, boom, blows it up. Then it's like 25 days earlier. So it kind of sets us up to why the fuck they were right there, right? So it goes back to 25 days earlier, and they're in some military office, you know? Winston Churchill's there, and then some other officers are there, which is the Princess Bride, Wesley's character. Okay, it's Wesley.
Talking about Carrie Ells?
Wesley.
Wesley.
And so he's there, and they're all talking about, you know, the Nazis are doing some bad shit all over the place right now. They've been doing it for a while. They're covering most of the fucking map, you know, and this is like Britain. Like, how the fuck do we stop them from invading us? They've been dropping bombs. They're fucking them up too. They're basically like, fucking surrender or else. And Churchill's like, well, I ain't fucking surrendering. Yeah. I'm not doing it. It was like that Leonardo DiCaprio fucking scene from Wolf of Wall Street.
I'm not doing it.
I'm not going anywhere. Right? And so he's like, okay, so what do we do? And this guy's like, I got this guy. He's known to fuck some shit up. There's this boat. It's carrying most of like these warfare shit. Guns, torpedoes, all the shit. To supply these U-boats. These U-boats are like protecting basically the bay and nobody can get in. Right?
I want to say the U-boats are like what the first iterations
of submarines.
And I do remember this was actually pretty big back in the actual time because they actually made that movie, U-Boat 571 or something.
Well, I just remember that, Germany is the one that created the U-boats and they were a real issue.
Yeah, Americans couldn't get in. Obviously, Britain wasn't much better. But they were like, America's not even going to try to get into this war. Well, those U-boats are fucking sitting there because they're not going to get blasted. They're like, fuck that shit. So if we can go and if we can destroy this main boat that's carrying most of this shit, we can basically take down the rest of these boats, right? Render them useless anyways. So I got this guy. I got this guy that can seriously do some stuff, but he's in jail. He's in jail right now. So they bring him in. He's like, basically, I'll fucking do it. But I got some people that I want on my team. Here's some non-negotiables.
Hold up, though. That scene was fantastic because he comes in. They're all like looking at him, like judging him. And he goes, they're like, get some tea. He starts getting for the liquor.
Whiskey.
Yeah. He starts like looking at the cigar, starts just putting them in his pocket. Yeah.
The captain is who he keeps looking at. He's like nodding and smiling like, I'm taking this.
He's so Ian Fleming's fucking lighter. They're just like, what the fuck?
The cigars were my favorite. Putting a few in his pocket, looked up again. He's like, Taking a few more. Thank you. Yeah,
that was a good one.
When he stole the lighter and the guy looked up and the captain's like, just fucking let him do that.
Just let him have it.
I loved it. Henry, he's a good bad boy character. He's usually, in my opinion, pretty good guy in his roles. He's a good little bad boy. He's
really good in this one.
He's a really good bad boy.
I really want to put my face in his chest so badly. The whole time I'm watching the movie, it's like,
I just want to smell him.
Just like, come on, just let me in there. Just let me in there.
His mustache. Not a lot of people can pull that bad.
It he made really it look good.
Fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. I love the Wild Henry look.
Yeah, he is a little wild in this. So he ends up telling them, I'll do it, but here's my team that I want. List a couple of people, fine, right? Like, and how he knew them. But then there was one guy that we didn't meet in the initial scene, and his name was Apple. And he was in jail. The Nazis had captured him. So he was like, you can't fucking get him out. We can't help you with that. He's like, I'm not asking you. Like,
it's on the way.
Yeah. This is the guy from the Magic Mike movies, right?
I don't know.
But he's number four.
Because he hasn't been in movies in a while. I thought he was like gone. He was pretty good in this movie.
Yeah. I am number four, something like that.
Thank you.
I was like, not from Umbrella Academy.
No, I am number four.
Okay. Yeah. I am number four. Got you. Yeah. So it's this guy, Apple, and he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's on our way. We're going to get him anyways. I'm not asking for your fucking permission. I'm telling you, he's part of our team. I'm going to go grab him. So he's like, all right, you know, grabs his team together. And now it fast forwards to that scene that we just watched. Right, where the boat explodes and they've been boarded, and the dude's like, so can you tell me why we're here? Right?
Yeah, everybody's like, what are we doing?
So he explains exactly what their mission is. They need to go to this boat. They need to fucking blow it up, right? That's why Freddy's on the team, because he's a master in fucking explosives. His little guy, he's the master captain, right?
Yeah,
Lassen,
navigator, yeah.
Lassen is like the muscle. Obviously.
I mean, he is.
I mean.
And he is creative with how to kill people.
Uh-huh. God, yeah.
Right? And then Apple is like a master planner.
Yep.
He knows how to execute some shit. Mm-hmm. Henry's just the really good looking guy who knows how to grab a team together. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what his fucking skill was. He was good, but I don't really, they like, he listed everybody else's skill, but.
He knows how to kill.
He knows how to kill. He had
lots of skills that I saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Entire time.
So he's just, like, here's the mission, but first we need to go rescue my buddy Apple. And they're like, said what? And he's like, we're gonna do it at night, this is the plan, blah blah blah. They get there and he's like, we're gonna have to do this during the day right fucking now.
Yep.
Right. Dang. So they're like, they're looking at everything, they're out scoping it out, and they're like, where the fuck is Lassen? Right. Some guys walk up to like, hey, some Germans, we're going to get you. He's like, what? Turn around. Boom, boom. They're done.
They just drop.
They just drop. Yeah. Arrow straight through him. Lassen walks up and he's like,
I got two more.
He's like, I got two more back there. What's the main guy's name?
Gus.
Gus. I can't remember
just
his name.
Just call him Henry.
I don't want to confuse our listeners.
Okay, Gus.
So so Gus is like, hey, so this is what we're going to do. He's laying out the plan. As he's saying it, Lassen's just fucking walking away with his fuck. He's just like, I'm going for it. And so they're like, he just grabs his shit. You know, he stands up. Gus stands up. He's like, all right, plan is we're going to go.
Just walk away. Yeah.
Just walk away. And they just go room to room, fucking shit up, killing people. Yeah. What I loved and a continued theme throughout this movie is they never were really in danger. They were never like in a hot spot. They were never really captured. I liked that. They were badass from top to bottom. They walked in, they fucked shit up. There was a couple times where they would fight and they would go boop boop back at it. Like they were never in a spot where I was like, oh no. I like that because I feel like in superhero movies, even like a Hulk, they'll make it their times where they're vulnerable. You know what I mean? And you seem like, oh no, are they down? Are they down? Yeah. Never once did I feel that with these guys. So they just go in there, fuck shit up and capture or recapture Apple.
Free. They free rescue.
Free Apple. When they get in there, Apple's got like little electrocution things on his nipples and his nipples are just bleeding, man. And they're like, hey, what happened to your nipples, bro?
No, Freddy's all, what's up with your nipples?
He's like, can you please take them off? It's still fucking on. So can you take them off, please?
Wow, kinky.
That scene was fun because it was kinky. Freddy gets into the machine gun and just starts laying fucking rounds down range.
Oh my God. Yeah. How bad do you want to be behind that gun?
Guns like that are fun to shoot.
Oh my
I'll tell you that.
God. That gets me fucking hot right there.
The arrows, like I really want to learn how to like shoot arrows like that, like a Katniss Everdeen and this dude.
Fuck it, but it that's is a good the scene
for the trailer where you were like, I want to watch this movie. When Henry comes in with or Gus comes in with this tongue wagging, like rah, just killing everybody
because they're telling the Germans are telling a joke about their wife, right? Like, is that a dog? No, that's my wife. And he's like, ah ha. Henry walks in, he's like, ha ha ha, ha. That's funny. That, yeah, it was a very hot, but that big machine gun when Freddy's doing it and just blasting those fucking houses, the sound, the fucking feeling, I want to do that so bad. All right, so they've got their whole team together, and meanwhile, we have another set of agents that are actually already in the port that they're heading towards, kind of scoping things out and getting things ready. Seems like the main guy, I can't remember his name, but he's lived there for a while. He's definitely made a reputation for himself where Heron. He's trusted. Heron? Yeah, he's trusted, right? And then Marjorie is with him. She's a singer and actress, and she's been hired to kind of woo this main bad guy. Yeah. If anybody's worse than Hitler, it's this guy, supposedly, right? Yeah. And he just fucking hates the Jews, and he's just a really bad guy. So she's supposed to seduce him. The plot is they get away, keep him away from the port gets emptied out, and then that leads Gus's team to come in and explode, blow up the bad ship.
Yes.
Right? So they're over there double agenting it up during these scenes, kind of flipping back and forth, showing us the setup where you kind of meet this bad guy. you see a quick scene of, like, I believe it was a woman.
Yeah.
Hanging.
Yeah.
Bloody. Like, he came out covered in blood. His hands was covered in blood. So, you know, he's a really, really bad guy.
He's like a sadistic sex person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. He kept saying, like, dark Nazi stuff.
This is the dark red dark room.
Yeah. So, she's meant to seduce this sadist, which is super cool. Fun. She does a really good job.
She does, because I was like, this guy's ugly.
Oh, he's ugly. And she's beautiful. She's dressed really nice. Mm-hmm. She's really smart. She's got wits about her. But even from the beginning when he met her, he was like, she's too smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she's beautiful, so ha ha ha, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, like, I always wonder with men like this, with a woman that's that sassy, they typically don't take that back talk.
No.
They would slap her. He would slap her, mm-hmm. fucking put her in her spot, remind her who the fuck she is. Like, when she was demanding he go to that fucking party dressed up, and he was like, I'm not fucking going. Mm-hmm. She's like, you're gonna fucking go. And he's like, okay. You know, I don't think men in that power position would succumb that quickly.
Only if they haven't had sex with them yet.
And it could be like his kink as well.
You know? But once they have sex and dudes are then like that, over. Then it's like, I own you. You're not going to talk to me that way anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyways, so that story is going off onto the side, just so you guys know. Not a lot of interest over there. I don't know if you guys want to talk about that story too much. But
no. Spanish soldier guy, very handsome. I just want to mention
who
him.
Who, the guy quick. At the
one
bar?
That was really drunk at the beginning. I was like, I want to know about him.
He's like the...
Captain Binet.
He owns the port, basically. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's, like I said, the plot is to get the party. Heron is going to throw a party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a costume party and get everybody over into, like, away from the port anyways, right, into like certain little party areas, get soldiers. There's like a beer fest for the soldiers. So mm-hmm. then they're going to be in a spot and bring all these people in. It's executed pretty well. I do have a question
real quick, because someone has been in the military. Mm-hmm. I wanted to mention, do they throw parties like this?
Like, do the officers get a fucking costume party?
A costume party.
And then the Joes go to...
another sort of not costume party.
They do have where they do split it. Like, you have your
mm-hmm.
enlisted and your non-enlisted. Or your officers and your enlisted, I mean.
Because to me, this feels such like a movie plot. Like, there's always some sort of, like, the soldiers are dancing at a thing. And I'm like, do they do this now?
You don't... What's the word I'm looking for? You don't...
Mix like business and pleasure.
Because officers can't hang out with Joes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Especially in that kind of setting where people are going to get drunk, blah, blah, blah. You don't want your Joe seeing you like that. So they would separate.
But would they have parties like that?
No, that's a different thing. That's a wartime thing. Things changed. Like when I was in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
you know.
You weren't having a costume party?
We weren't having costume parties, but we were having parties we shouldn't have been having.
Okay, mm-hmm. But it's not like a... It's like a gala that's going to happen. We're going to get everyone together.
And remember, that's just a small battalion,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's different. They're on an island or whatever, a port. But yeah, it probably could happen, especially back then.
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah.
Not so much now.
No, I was like, not now, right? Like, no. That just seems like there's going to be a bomb there. You guys should not be together, like things like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Just need to know, because I, you know, I'm a civilian over here.
Yeah.
I'm back home at my costume parties.
Yeah, I watch a lot of movies, so like I know everything there is to know about military.
Yes, exactly.
Everything.
Uh-huh. Saving Private Ryan over here.
Saving Ryan's privates over here.
Do you know that's an actual parody?
Yes.
Okay.
She knows.
He looks so surprised. Did you know? Did you?
It's like, what?
Can I get back to my storytelling?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to know.
I didn't interrupt you.
So, I think you both did.
It was me. I'm sorry. I need to know.
It's okay. It was a good segue. So, because I'm not going to talk anymore about that, because that's over there. That's happening.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to Henry and his team, where they're heading towards the port, and they're like, you know, the safest way to go is this roundabout way. It's going to take us about 15 days, mm-hmm. right? Then they get news from these agents. It's going to be 3 days earlier. They're like, motherfucker. So they got to take a shortcut way, which leads them directly through the path of like the U-boats and then like British boats, mm-hmm. right? So of course, on the way, and they've been told, if they get caught by the Germans, they fucking dead. And if they get caught by the Britons, they're going to jail.
Yeah.
Right. So at one point during this little travel through this channel, because they have to do it to cut the time, the British soldiers come over. They fucking, they come on over and they're like, hey, we're going to board your boat. And they're like, no. We don't want you to, right? And they're like bouncing back and forth with the captain of this boat. The captain is like, we have orders to shut your shit down. You're doing illegal shit. You're not going to get away with this. And they're like, okay, well, you know, we're not going to let you on. Like, I don't even remember what happened on the other side of the boat. Like they were getting shot at or something was coming up.
A U-boat
came. A U-boat was coming.
Was heading their way. So they just were able to turn away and be like, okay, bye. And that was that.
You better go home.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Same captain ends up, you know, yelling at Churchill and Captain Wesley back at home. That wasn't the same person?
No, that guy stayed on the boat.
They're the same team, basically, right?
Yeah.
He's like, you're not allowed to do this. You guys are going to fucking get in big trouble. I'm going to, you know, turn you guys in. We're going to not dethrone you, but impeach him.
Yeah, remove him.
Yeah, where he's like, you can't be doing this. This is legal shit. And everybody's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But they did have a mole inside.
Yeah, fucking mole. Like, how come they just never know? I was like, this guy looks like a mole. Get him out of here.
He's a rat.
They're like, you're too old to hold that rank, sir.
Get out of here.
And they tell him, then they tell him, get the fuck out of here.
He was telling everybody along the way, like, what was going on and shit. So, end up, you know, party's gonna happen. You know, everybody's set up. They get out there, and now they find out, because they keep using these cool little code words, like, the cabbage is dry and you can't get in. And so, they fucking find out that the boat has been reinforced, and there ain't no way they're gonna fucking blow that shit up. And this is Freddy's only job there, was to blow shit up. And so
he's
like,
getting mad.
Freddy's now depressed. He's in his room, in his hammock, crying. I'm just kidding. That wasn't part of the movie. But they were like, all right, what's the next fucking plan? And they're all sitting there like, be-noo-nee-noo. Apple's like, I got it. I got it. Listen, that's what you brought me here for, my friends. What if we just steal the motherfucker? And they're all like, yeah, this is a really good idea, actually. So they're going to steal the two tugboats. There's two tugboats to go with. Plus, they've enlisted the friends, like the Prince of the Port and some of his crew, right? Yeah. So they also have a tugboat. So they've enlisted them, and they're like, we're going to get in there. We're going to get into the fucking port while it's dark, while it's empty. They're going to turn off the lights just like before. We're going to set up some explosives along the way, you know, blow up some other shit. And then we're going to steal that boat. Still sounds impossible. Everybody's like, not going to fucking happen, but it happened.
Yes.
So lights go off. Time's up. They get in. First of all, they have to, they get on the land and they start murdering people again. They get onto the main boat and they have to murder all the fucking soldiers. They are masters at this. Like, again, they were never, ever in trouble. Like,
they're really smart about how they did things.
Everything was super smart. So I was so impressed with these fucking killing scenes. I'm telling you, even like how they came from different angles of the boat and met up at that door in the middle. Like they closed that door off and they're like, we're going to murder from this side on. And then Lassen, you get that side on and we'll meet in the middle.
He had to kill everybody.
Everybody. Just,
I mean, that dude is so big, though. The way he just manhandled him, killing people with the knife was just insane.
Yeah. Then he grabbed that axe. He's like, I mean, the crowd, I don't know about yours. First of all, our theater was full.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then everybody was laughing. Like, it was, everybody was having a good time in our theater.
I don't remember. I just kept looking at him. Those muscles were just like insane.
He had a ringing in his ears.
I was like, what's happening?
Jesse had to watch the movie twice.
I was enthralled.
When he said, I'm getting hard right now.
Earlier, he said, I'm getting hot.
Yeah.
Jesse was like, when he did that. Me too. Like,
yes, me too. I am also into Freddy, but I also like the French guys or the Irish guy. I loved all of them.
It was a good looking team.
Yeah, so good looking.
It was a good looking team.
It was good looking.
That's the kind of movie you want to watch Jesse watch the movie, because it's probably just like,
yeah,
you know, mouth just open, just like,
oh. Anytime my God. It was on Margaret, I was like, get her off the screen.
Marjorie.
See?
Speaking of Marjorie, so their plan is going pretty well. They're on shore, they're getting the tugboats, they're getting everything in order. At the same time, our little double agent Marjorie, she's going above and beyond.
Why does she have to do this?
She's going above and beyond.
That's what she does.
I got a present for you, my sweet ugly prince, yeah. Right? So she's going to seduce this king of the mob out there by singing him a fucking song. And this really annoyed me.
Okay, I wasn't the only one.
I didn't want the song playing. The song was an annoying song for this scene because we're also swapping back and forth and seeing the murders on the boats and shit. I didn't want this, like, money, money, money song. And then the bitch fucks up and sings in fucking Yiddish, which is Jew talk, okay?
And it was one word. Like, she used one phrase. Yeah.
And he was like, that ain't fucking German. That's Yiddish. We have a little Jew in our fucking mix. So he's like, she fucking did. So he goes, he grabs her. He's like, let's go, babe. Sweet, sweets. She doesn't know shit.
Let's go to my dark room.
Let's go to my dark room. Tie her up. Now they're like, he's like, tie her up and blah, blah, blah. The dude doesn't tie her up.
No.
He puts her in cuffs and puts her in the back of somebody's car instead. So somehow, some way, they all meet out. You know, the dude knows shit's happening. So he runs out to the thing because all the soldiers have now gotten out. They're, you know, trying to fight with the boats as they're trying to take off. And she's in the back of this car. And then he leans over and she's like, he's like, motherfucker. She's like, boop, boop.
Yeah.
I loved this. It wasn't a struggle again.
I loved it.
It wasn't like a damsel in distress. It wasn't like he almost got her. No, he didn't almost get her at all.
No, I loved it because he's like, I'm going to do this 1,000 times to you, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, look at my thighs. And then bam. I was like,
straight between the eyes.
Because I was like, please don't have one of these guys save her. I was like, come on.
I loved it.
Like, save her, but you know. Save her.
So yeah, Heron jumps in the car and he's like, lay down. And I loved that. I'd be like, okay.
Yep. Got it.
I did my work. Boop, boop. Lay down. So they're, you know, they're heading out to meet up with the boat. The tugboats are now going and they've basically, they're getting out of the fucking harbor. They've been shot at a few times. Little guy does get shot in the shoulder.
Yeah, it's Freddy.
He does. Wait, no, thought, not, was not it Freddy.
Hayes got shot.
Hayes
got.
Yeah. He gets shot in the shoulder Freddy in the midst of all of this, you know. But as they're going out the harbor, they're like, send the fucking boats out after them. Freddy's explosives go off.
Yeah.
Blows everything fucking
all
up.
All those U-boats are gone.
You're done.
And the S-boats.
And the S-boats.
Yeah.
So and they the A-Z-B-C.
They were on their way out, and they're like, we gotta go, we gotta go, we gotta go. And he's like, wait one fucking second. And then they see a little patrol boat coming at them, and guess what? It's Heron and Marjorie. And they hop on the boat, and they're like, we love you. And guess what? Happily ever after. They end up going to jail.
I didn't like that happily ever after.
Yeah, they ended up going to jail. And they're in jail and they all get called in together. You know what was going to happen when you saw all of them get called in from their individual cells.
They were going to get shot.
Is that what you were thinking?
Well, I think that's what they were trying to allude to. Because so many war movies, they get like lined put into up. That little row. Like in front of a blank wall, and I was like, they're just gonna shoot them. But I knew that's not how it was gonna end.
Winston Churchill came in, he was like, guess what, motherfuckers, you're working for me now. And he just walked out like a pimp with his fucking cane.
I wanted that food.
The food did look good. Well, not the lobster, but then they did like a little like flash scene of the actual historical characters and how they matched up and what they ended up doing. And I thought that that was really cool.
That was really cool. But that's when I'm like, nope, looked very British. Didn't look like Henry Cavill. Didn't look like the Allen guy. Frenchie, no.
Freddie wasn't Asian.
It was not Asian. Marjorie was also not what she looked like on this.
She looked like a white lady.
Yeah. She looked like she looked like grandma's.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, hey, badass, go for you, girl.
Go for you, girl. Okay, let's take a little break and then we'll come back and we'll tell us our opinions on it.
Yes.
Hey guys, it's Jesse here. Just cutting in to remind you to like and subscribe to us on all platforms. And follow us on Instagram at Make It A Combo Pod. Yes, that was a good read. I loved it. That's it. That's the one.
All right, guys, welcome back. Are we ready to grade our movie?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to go first? Me? Okay, fine, okay. I'll go first since nobody jumped. I was excited to see the movie. Mm-hmm. I loved this movie. This movie was fun. I don't know how accurate the movie is compared to the story, but fuck yes. It was just so much fun. Bro, I don't know if you noticed. Well, you probably didn't notice because you're not a James Bond fan.
Nope.
So you remember the scene where Churchill sitting on the bench and somebody brings him a newspaper. They say, hey, M wanted you to read this. Right? Do you know who M is?
No.
She's like
the Margaret Thatcher.
No, she's like the lady in James Bond films who's like the boss.
Oh, okay.
Who tells James Bond what mission is going to go on and shit like that. So I like that we had Ian Fleming. We had the mention of M, right? And supposedly the rumors that Henry Cavill was going to play James Bond.
Not anymore.
No, I think they're going to give it to Aaron Johnson. But I loved it all.
Who's Aaron Johnson?
Bullet Train, the curly hair one.
I don't know. I'll look it up later.
Kick Ass.
Yeah. Oh. Quicksilver?
Quicksilver. My bad.
Thank you. God.
I went all the way around.
You knew me.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Forgot. He was barely in the film. I loved everybody. I loved the savagery of this movie. I love Alan Ritchson, man. That dude, everything he's doing right now, I'm just like clocking at him, watching all of it. And he's very outspoken. I like that. I'm going to give this movie, I don't know, it's like 2 weeks in a row, right? A+.
Okay, another A+.
Junior is horny for this movie. Let's just say that.
I would. We'd all do Dutch Rudders together.
What is Dutch Rudders?
I don't know what that is.
Either. Oh, you don't know what a Dutch Rudder is?
No.
All right, fans, y'all going to have to. No, everybody's going to have to Google it.
I'll Google it. I'm Googling it. Maybe it'll come up.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'd rather you tell me.
We are a family podcast here.
Are we? What family fucking listens to us? And if they are, they should stop.
They should also download on every every device they have. Okay, I'm going to go next.
Go.
I was not excited to see this movie because I'd seen the preview too many times. And this is kind of one of those movies that for me is either going to be very good or it's going to be just too dude-ish for me. Mm-hmm. So this one was delightful.
Delightful.
I loved every single person on this team.
It was the good kind of dude-ish for you.
It was so perfect. I'll probably watch this movie again. I'm not going to lie. It was
the joy in his eyes right now, you guys.
If
Twinkle could be captured, it would be the eyes.
We need virtual reality like now. Like real virtual reality because I need to be
in his chest.
This. Oh my God. The choices I would make. It was so good.
A family fucking podcast.
Hey, this is what happens.
He's like, can I be an Oreo sandwich?
Exactly. This movie was fun. I enjoyed it. Was it a little extreme in the violence? Yes, but I loved all the violence. Like you said, it was easy. There was no point where I was like, oh shit. Other than, you know, I'm always scared when a woman is kind of on these teams. Like, are they going to do something where she needs to get rescued and she's going to get hurt?
Yeah.
But they didn't. She had everything under control.
Yeah.
I love that she killed that guy.
Me too.
So instantaneously. So quickly.
We didn't fuck around. We didn't wait. It didn't draw out. Yeah. We didn't talk a lot.
Yeah. You didn't have to yell at the characters. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? She's like, I think this is time. Boom, boom. And he's just like, down, just, and then that other guy just walks up and like, oh, let's gotta go. This movie wasn't in very many theaters. It was only in one. Like, it was only playing in one of the theaters at the AMC. So I was a little scared that it wasn't going to be good. It was fantastic. I'm going to give this an A, not an A+, just because I gotta save those, you know.
Sure.
For what? Is there a limit?
I mean, a limit on these? Henry Cavill, definitely an A plus. God, the things I would do to that man. And yes, I know he got someone pregnant, and there's a family podcast.
I don't care about that. I do.
It ruins the
fantasy. That's my baby.
Oh,
what the fuck?
Jesus Christ! He was saving his babies for you.
Yes.
Anyways,
next.
I'm going to start my review with how badly Jesse wants Henry's babies in her butt.
I love him so much.
Henry's like, Jesse, we'll keep trying. We'll keep trying, babe.
It's between him and Chris Evans. Like, come on. Like, God bless America. Keep going.
This is easier for me to lay back. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm going to start with my grade because I feel like it. I'm spicing shit up today.
Damn.
I know. I'm going with an A-plus for this motherfucking movie because I literally loved every part of it. Mm-hmm. I usually, like, have something to say about the amount of violence that's in a movie or how it's just murder, 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 scene to scene. It wasn't. It was broken up beautifully. You got to see basically three different scenes going on at all times, right? You got to see, like, the military offices, what was happening over there. You got to see the little double agents over on the field. And then, you know, what was happening with Gus and his team.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it all. So this was heavily fictionalized of the Postmaster operation. Operation okay. Postmaster is what it was called. Yeah. And I did read it is heavily fictionalized. But I loved it so much. Mm-hmm. A, I love history. B, I hate Nazis. So,
like, are you going to stand on that opinion?
I do.
I'll die on this hill.
What was that one movie that was so bad with Brad Pitt? About killing the Nazis.
Oh, Inglourious Basterds.
Yep. Yes.
That's a good movie, too.
Loved that movie. Anytime that it's just slaughter of Nazis, it's so fun because you know how evil they've been, right? Mm-hmm. This was so good. I loved Marjorie. I love she wasn't a damsel in distress. I love they showed from the beginning that she knew how to shoot. She obviously could take care of herself. She was an actress. She was hired to do this. Mm-hmm. What's wrong?
No, I said, yeah.
Oh, you keep showing your phone.
Yeah, I keep thinking you're wanting to show something on your phone.
The cable is stuck.
Oh, you keep doing this.
Sorry, cable is stuck.
I was like, look at here, look at her. She's doing this. Like, come on.
You're interrupting my review, sir. Anyways, I fucking absolutely love this movie. Recommend this movie to anybody, period. Woman, male, period. I would definitely watch this movie again. So much fun. Henry did an amazing job. Alan did an amazing job. Really, everybody on the cast did a phenomenal job. I would watch a sequel for sure. Yeah. This team now is a team. I don't care about the history. You don't have to keep it historical. Show me a fucking second fucking thing with this team doing some cool shit.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, because I like that they weren't ever in danger, like I said earlier. Yeah. I like that they were just bosses. They had it figured out. They were good. Walk in, slice through, soup, dead. A plus. So an A plus, and an A is an A plus. We got it. That's that. So Junior, what does Rotten Tomatoes say? If they don't say Rotten A plus, we're hanging up the phone on that.
Okay. So the critics, 73%.
They're liars.
Hey, critics given this kind of movie, 73%. That's basically an A plus.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say real quick, because I also watched another movie that has high critic scores.
Mm-hmm.
It was that Sasquatch Sunset movie.
What?
The fuck is that?
It is a movie about a family of Sasquatches and you follow them. There is no dialogue. So it's just like kind of supposed to be funny. I just want to say it was horrible.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
And critics scored it highly. Critics
loved it. It was one of those Sundance movies.
No.
So I don't always trust critics.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Them giving a 73% to a movie like this, which is a fun fucking movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's high praise.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because when they give hundreds, you're always like, The audience gave it a 93%.
Oh.
Perfect. You know, it's funny, though. It hasn't been seen a lot. It's only got 250 plus reviews. So I think it's only going to get higher. Rebecca, all 5 stars. I really wanted to see this for my birthday weekend, and it did not disappoint. I had a great time. Good entertaining movie with a bit of history thrown in. Mm-hmm. Ooh, JP gave it a 1.
JP.
Boring. Whoa. Not very well acted. Some of the action scenes were okay, but mostly left a lot to be desired. Alan Ritchson was horrible. Guy Ritchie is over, I think, or lost.
Find his address. We're gonna go beat his ass. JP, we're coming for you.
JP.
True story, good action, witty banter, hell of a ride.
Good one.
All right.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to buddy up on that, you know, not a lot of reviews, because it debuted in only 2,800 theaters.
Okay.
So not a lot. And it was budgeted about $60 million to produce it.
That's not a lot.
It's not a lot, but we've also not made a lot. Okay. So we're sitting at $9 million as of opening weekend right here. And I know you guys really look forward to the little quippy news stories.
It's got nothing.
It really doesn't. I mean, it's saying has a slow start at the box office, but could still be a hit. New Henry Cavill movie overperforms at box office despite not cracking top 3. Civil War is still number 1. Which we, that was last week's review. So if you guys haven't caught that, go listen to our review on Civil War.
It's a wonderful movie about war photography.
That TikTok was funny.
Yes.
Yeah, but there's really
nothing. None of those were funny.
There's really nothing funny here. It says Civil War earns highest opening weekend.
It's a second hard weekend, title
second weekend in a row
to play with.
Yeah.
The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare. Yeah, I got to recommend this to my brother. This is something my brother would absolutely love to watch. So we love it. We say go watch it. Go I know it's not it. Out there a lot, but we loved it.
Give and it that's, that make it a combo kick.
Yeah, little, give it a little kick. Yeah. A little whoop.
And I kick her, sir. All right, guys. All right. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. So thanks for listening. Make sure to like, subscribe, follow us on all platforms, and the most important thing is share us with a friend. I want you to take your friend's phone, go onto Apple Podcast or whatever they have, and subscribe to us. There we go. Mm-hmm, I was like hitting the button in my head. Yeah. Subscribe. Because we need more listeners. Because guess what?
What?
I want to make some money off this. At least enough to pay for itself. Because right now, it's not. And we really enjoy it because guess what? We've been watching these movies anyway.
We're struggling artists.
We are.
We're struggling.
We're entrepreneurs.
Do you know our movie tickets cost $20 a month?
Yeah, $20 a month. It's a deal because it'd be $20 per movie if we didn't. You guys, make sure to go ahead and follow our other two podcasts, which is Stream Talk, the podcast where I have friends, family members, and gurus. Just come on, we talk about dreams. We analyze them and we wonder, what does that mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? And then Tales from the Apps, which is a sometimes ghosting podcast with these two over here, that they talk about their dating life and the dating life of people that listen and follow and just the horrors of dating in this modern world because it fucking sucks.
Why can't you just meet somebody in a grocery store picking up produce anymore, or you know, at the bank in line, and you're like, oh, you're depositing a fat check? That's funny.
That is funny. I love you. And I love you.
It doesn't happen anymore.
It doesn't for like, sure.
What about matchmakers? You know, that's a topic for the episode.
People still do that, I think.
I'm going to enlist a couple ducats down for a matchmaker.
And if you want to hear about
grand,
that.
Find me the love of my life.
$5,000. I thought you were going to say $5. That's a real commitment.
I'm not paying you, Jesse.
I was like, give me the $5. I will find someone for you to go on a date on. You know?
Until next time, you guys.
We will see you then. Peace.
Bye.
See ya.
You've just listened to Make It a Combo from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior Malords.
Check us out on all platforms at Make It a Combo Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, Tales from the Apps and Dream Talk the Podcast.
Thank you and goodbye.